And we are on the line right now with Jonathan Oakes this morning, who is getting ready bright and early to go out and do something that, well, only literally a handful of Western New Yorkers are going to do this morning. Jonathan, you're going to get ready for another ice wine season. Tell us what you are undertaking this morning.
Well, this morning we're all gearing up, trying to stay warm as we go out to harvest our ice wine grapes. Back in November, we after the leaves have fallen off, we went ahead and netted them just to kind of protect the grapes and keep them from falling on the ground and keep them from animals or other things. Yeah, we let them hang till right about now when the temperature drops to the right level to concentrate some of the flavors and freeze some of the water content, and then we go out and pick them.
All right, so it is going to be severely cold as we move through the day. It's going to get colder, actually, as we move through the day. But you're telling me that this is the ideal temperature to conduct this activity?
Well, what we're looking for is about 18 degrees Fahrenheit for a minimum of 4 hours before we can actually legally go out and harvest. Based upon the regulations I tend to follow from Canada, where I learned the craft. And anywhere between this kind of 13 to 18 window is kind of ideal. We're going to get a little bit lower later in the day, so we're going to get out there here first thing and see if we can get most of them off. And then looks like we'll have a couple of days of sustained temperatures that we can kind of press them out at our leisure.
All right. And now once this is all said and done, once you have these done, you're going to have to press them, right, and get them ready for ice wine. How long does that process take?
Imagine trying to press marbles. the product that comes out is literally quite like syrup. We're looking at is a sugar level that's double what a normal harvest would be, what the sugar levels would be at a normal harvest for the grape. So we're really quite ramping up the sweetness level, and we have to use quite extreme pressure to extract that. So.
All right, and then moving forward from this, for those listening this morning and saying, boy, 2015 seemed like such a good year. I want to get those ice wine grapes. So when will they be on the shelves? What do we look for?
Ice wine is one of those things, once we've completed fermentation, it doesn't necessarily need to rest for a long period of time. We can kind of put it in the bottle. You know, we moved through some of the vintages, and I imagine within a year you'll see it on the shelves.
And what are we looking for specifically?
We are producing Vidal. Vidal Blanc is the name of the grape that we use for ice wine. It's known because of its thick skins and its high acidity, so it retains really well on the vine late into the season when we do decide to harvest it. That is what we currently produce here at Leonard Oaks Estate Winery. And we typically produce over at Schultz Vineyards and Winery a Vidal Blanc and a Catawba ice wine as well.
You know, Jonathan, I tried to tell you to stay warm today, but I don't think that's really going to help anyway whatsoever.
A measure of extremes here, and yeah, it's one of those things that we call extreme winemaking. So yields great results, but it's definitely not for the faint of heart.
Jonathan Oakes, as always, thank you very much for your time.
Appreciate it, Jay. Take care.